the Savior. When we made this talk about the cross and the grave and the resurrection, it's because not only have we all sinned and fell short of God's glory, but we have all experienced pain and disappointment and suffering and sorrow and loss, and we need an answer and a remedy to that. But the other truth of what we need, the story of the gospel, and we need the story of Jesus, and we need the reality of his death on the cross and resurrection, is that execution by Romans. That Jesus was just another man, like every other man who was executed by crucifixion. But this story is just a touching story of an innocent man who died a cruel death, but it would be a story that has no redemptive power, no power to change us, no power to give us hope. If the story of Jesus ended with the Messiah buried in a grave, then Christianity is absolutely no different than any other religion. Faith is powerless. Death has the last word, and hope is a madman's delusion if Jesus is born on a cross and is taken away. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter in the first century to the church in the Greek city of Corinth. It took great pains to defend the belief in the resurrection, because Paul recognized that the resurrection was central to the Christian faith. There have been a lot of faiths in Rome where there have been martyrs and there have been people who have given their lives.
Considered in Christian history and Christian tradition, Holy Week. I'm going to start in the Apostles' that comes with that promise.
Turns our fears into peace.
place in God's family.
Jesus.